One-third of the 60 or so U.S.-flagged vessels in the Great Lakes fleet will remain tied up at dock for the start of this season. That's unusual because the beginning of shipping is usually busy with pent-up demand from the winter layup. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Facilities Manager Jim Sharrow says the slow start includes three of the 12 Lakers wintering the Twin Ports staying idle.
And not fitting out, and may not sail at all this year. The ones that are out there, the owners are all hoping will stay out, and we're actually hoping that we'll see an upturn by this fall where some more of those ships will come out.
Shipping agent Chuck Hillerin of Guthrie Hubner Company says if there isn't that uptick, then some of the ships sailing now may lay up months ahead of time.
Oh, that's very possible, yeah. I mean, if things don't progress or improve economically, yeah, I mean, you could certainly see some ships laying up in July, August type thing if it continues the way it's going.
But Hillerin says there are indications that the bottom may have been reached. The Baltic Freight Index is reversing its nosedive.
Why, I'm not sure, except that it's global and it represents what's happening globally. So the Chinese economy and some of these Asian economies, Japan in particular, today we're talking about it being in a real rut, but I don't know.
This inside industry barometer measures the worldwide demand for shipping capacity versus the supply. In the past 10 years, that index dropped 94%, but has improved from that low point since mid-February. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.